Welcome to Shayna's Soapbox. We're going to spend a short time delving into a topic, be it tech, business, money, or passion, and give you actions that you can take to improve your project or your life. Crying at work. That's what I want to talk to you about today, especially maybe you're like me and you struggle with seasonal depression and it is particularly bleak and dark out and everything that's been weighing on you seems a little extra. I attended a women's event a couple years ago and there was a panel of extremely impressive and incredible women. And one of the questions I asked the panel was, crying at work, yes or no? And one of the women said unequivocally, no, absolutely not. Do not cry at work. And the other one said, yes, I think it's okay. Both of these points of view has really stuck with me. And I wanted to share my perspective. First, a little bit of background on me. I am a highly sensitive person. And outside of work, I have been known to cry more than others. It's even hard just admitting that to you in a podcast where you're not even seeing my face. But compared to my sister, so I have two older sisters, I feel like I am just the crybaby compared to them, that I often burst into tears privately. At work, it hasn't been too bad. There have been times where I have gone into my boss's office and went to give them information that was personal, and I ended up crying. So the two times that stand out are, I remember going to my boss. I think my first husband asked for a divorce on, let's say, a Sunday afternoon, and I went to work on Monday. And I thought I would be fine because work is often a good distraction from whatever's going on in your personal life. You just focus on the task at hand, building something, producing a report. It takes your mind off of some of the emotional pain. Well, I went to tell my boss just in case he got feedback that I wasn't, for some reason, on the up and up, or I needed to take leave to address things and closing out our marriage. And unfortunately, I burst into tears and probably stayed there crying. Another time that I remember it happening was, I think, about 7 years ago. And it was a similar situation where I was just really overworked. I was building the business. And when you're building the business, especially in the beginning, you are working on contract, you are doing the work yourself. And then on top of it, you are doing the work of the business. So you are checking payroll, you're attempting to hire, you're checking employee experience. And this summer, we had interns and the drive was also extra long. And so I went to tell the customer that I wanted to replace myself on contract and find a replacement. And instead, I burst into tears once the door was closed because it was so deeply emotional. Honestly, like, I'm embarrassed even telling you this, but I shouldn't feel embarrassed. These are natural human things. And some people, it comes out as tears or as a quiver in their voice or water leaking down their face. And other people, it comes out as stored and then in bursts later. So we are all human and some of us feel things at a deeper rate. So I just want you to know that I think in a long career, it's not unusual that you're going to have times where you are low and something at work triggers you and you might cry. I do think, however, as much as humanly possible, if you are brought to tears, you should try to cry in private. Either go to the bathroom, go to your car, go leave the building and take a break and come back. Leaving the building and going for a walk and feeling the sunlight is probably the best option. So number one, recognize that you are human and let go of the shame of feeling human and of allowing an actual emotion to come forth. And number two is get the heck out of there. Get the heck out of there. Don't let everyone see what happens. The best option is really to leave the building. Don't stick around. Try to get out of there and go for a lap. Go get, I was going to say a coffee, but that could agitate you more. Go get some cold water. Go for a walk and listen to what is really bothering you. What happened? What triggered you? And what does that emotion really tell you? And then second, if you can't leave, if you're stuck, if it's a long meeting and you have tears coming to your eyes, I think you should take a big breath or not talk. Because if talking is going to make you cry, I think you should really pause on talking. I've learned this recently. I'm in a CEO peer advisory group called Vistage. And there's no hiding in Vistage. We all have to share and be vulnerable. I think the power of Vistage is that they ask questions. They make you look and examine different things. And some of it's really big and powerful, like, what do you want with your life? What's really important to you in the short time that you have? And what are you trying to achieve? And sometimes, no matter how many layers of armor you have or how much you think you know, sometimes those really catch you off guard, or they catch me off guard. And I have been known to quiver in replying. Oh, that's the other thing. I'm not even allowed to not reply. So we all have to go around and answer these questions out loud and share them in the group, which is particularly difficult sometimes. I have found that slowing down and breathing and slowing down my speech has helped me maintain composure when my body is saying, this is a very difficult thing for you. This is hitting somewhere deep in your belly, but you have to look at it and examine it. So I take a big breath. And sometimes if I have the luxury, I do the box breathing of inhaling and holding and exhaling, but breathing. So that's it. The takeaway is you can't prevent yourself from crying at work. It will likely happen. Most of us are going to work 30, 40 years in a professional setting where people see us and it is intense. We are working to often provide for ourselves, to fulfill our own personal lives and dreams, either funding vacations, funding colleges, funding for additional resources for ourselves or our children. We want to do well. We want to control the outcome, and we can't. And sometimes things are frustrating and your body lets you know no matter how stiff you might be. Now, fortunately, not everyone has this. And again, I think sometimes it comes out in bursts of anger or sharp words for other people. But number one, you are a human being and you cannot control your emotions. All you can do is let them pass. You can recognize that it's happening and it will stop. Nothing lasts. Nothing good lasts and nothing bad lasts. So it is an emotion that will pass. Number two, I recommend going somewhere to calm down and to recover and to get back to your state where you feel strong enough to address what needs to be addressed in a method where you are able to handle it. So maybe you are following up in writing and then addressing it in person, maybe one-on-one when you're able to. And number three, when you can't escape, take a big breath and slow down and just breathe. And try to slow down your talking if you have to talk. But you're human, it's going to happen. And I will say a caveat, if you find yourself repeatedly crying at work, you probably need to look into that more seriously with a professional who can help you on tips and techniques that are specific to you and what's really going on underneath that's causing you to have emotional outbursts at work repeatedly. It's happened to many, many, many of us. It is a normal human condition, and we're spending a lot of time at work, and the stakes are very high. So there you have it, my two cents. You're human, try to leave the building, get some water, calm down, and breathe. Slow down your talking. This podcast is sponsored by Nyla Technology Solutions, an SBA-certified 8A HubZone woman-owned small business specializing in full-stack software engineering and data science services to the U.S. government. Our innovative solutions are built to match the speed of mission. For more information, partnering opportunities, and new job openings, please visit our website, www.nyla.io.